The Mountain from the Liber Chaotica, the Book of Corn. And so it came to pass that these words spoke in wrath, dispersed to all corners of the land, proclaiming their message and blasting all minds that heard it. Neighbor turned on neighbor, and in sudden fury, fathers dragged sons onto the streets and there murdered them. The gentle beasts of the field trampled one another, and herdsmen slew their cattle to bathe in their blood. The kings and princes of the land fell to fevered imaginings, adorning themselves with armor and weapons, and demanding a throne made from the bones of their kin. Prisoners and slaves were put to the sword, and their heads adorned the royal dais. And the kings then sent their soldiers forth into the towns and villages to harvest more skulls for the skull thrones. Every living thing they killed. All that drew breath was culled from the earth, which in turn was fired and the walls tumbled down, so nothing could there live again. When the earth was made as mud by the lifeblood of innocence, and wild creatures roamed the deserted lands, drinking marrow from the bones of the dead, the kings and princes turned their armies outside their hollow kingdoms to wage war against each other. The armies of all the lands met in a valley, blocked by four mountains to the north and four mountains to the south. And there they fell on one another with every weapon, animal and cunning machine that they commanded. The battle raged long as fortune waxed and waned from one army to the next. For 8 days and 7 nights, the warriors of the lands pushed and heaved and stabbed and slew. The kings released their hunting dogs that harried and bit and gorged themselves on hot flesh. Terrible horsemen, on steeds clad in steel, charged again and again. The death toll was so great that the valley itself filled with blood and drowned those who fought in its depths. The soldiers in battle hungered and consumed the fallen and drank their blood to quench their thirst, while the kings themselves ate only the flesh from the heads brought to them. As the sun sank down into the lake of death for the 8th time, the battle faltered and stopped, for the bloodthirst that had driven each mortal soul forward had at last been sated. The armies could fight no more, and there came a great wailing from the valley as every soldier lifted his voice and cried out for release, for victory, or for the strength to carry on. A multitude raised their shouts to 1,000 empty gods, and none replied. For the true God had heard his servant's cry, and its answer was one of bloodlust, power, and awesome violence. From the boiling blood sea rose 8 mighty creatures, each with the heads of dogs and the bodies of lions, and each one yoked with great chains of brass. They climbed forth each mountain, and behind them dragged upwards a new mountain from the sea, a mountain of bone and skulls that reached fully 10 times the height of the 8 peaks around it. Upon its site, the soldiers of the battle took new heart and rose again from their gore-drenched earth to praise their true Lord, while the kings and princes threw themselves down in fear as they recognized the true skull throne, of which their own had been the palest imitation. And atop the very summit, the embryonic god screamed his name in a birth cry that echoed and crashed from peak to peak, and drove the cowardly mad, even as it strengthened the worthy beyond mortal effort. And the name was Carneth, our blood god, Corn.